Take me as I am. Take me as I am. Oh, bring my great salvation nigh, and take me as I am.
But the gardener would often tell us that this is a prayer retreat. We've heard so many good things this morning, but we want to make sure that we give time to the Lord to pray about the things that we have heard, and to give ourselves that God might be able to win a victory in us. How thankful I am that when the Word of God comes forth, such as it has last night and also this morning, that there's hope, isn't there? You're not discouraged, are you, this morning? But Jesus is stretching out his hands and he is saying, I have something more for you. I have something of myself that I want to give to you. And I'm sure we all feel like that. And so we can go to prayer in real faith. We can open up our hearts and we can believe that as we turn at his reproof, he will pour out his Spirit upon us. And his Spirit is given to us to change us. His Spirit is not just given to us as we have heard already, to give us a good feeling, but the Bible says that we are changed from one degree of glory into another as we behold him. And then it says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That liberty is not just talking about manifestations there, but it's talking about a victorious life. It's talking about inward changes. And so we can at this time go to prayer. Before we do that, I would just like us all to know that there are four birthday children here today. That's quite a little miracle that four have birthdays today. Our brother Jamie Welsh, who's part of our camp family, and brother Brian also, Amato, our sister Lucy Friedman, and our sister Cheryl, who also was here at the camp for a short little while with her husband Bill. And we would like to pray for these four, wouldn't we?
Yes,
and believe
yes.
That this day will be very, very special for them. Birthdays are precious in the sight of God. Let's lift them up and believe that God will mightily manifest himself to them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask our brother Edwin if he'll lead us in prayer for these four.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that you do take note of birthdays and that you have special blessings for your people. We unite together and pray that your hand shall be laid upon each one of these. We pray that you will add to their experience today, that you will give them something that their hearts have been desiring from you, Lord, and that you have been desiring to add to their Christian walk with God, their experience with God. We pray that right now, because of our united prayer, Lord, we join together and pray that you will touch each one of them, Lord, and that you will hear their cry. You know, Lord, just exactly what each one needs, and we pray that you'll minister to them according to that need and give them the victories that they're looking for today from you, Lord. We unite together for a special birthday blessing and thank you for it. We thank you for giving it, Lord. We thank you that you are working changes today in these who are celebrating, and we celebrate with them, Lord. And we know as you bless them, you bless the whole company, Lord. We all get something from this birthday celebration.
Yes.
We take it from you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday to you.
Give them a little special favor too, and just reserve this front row for these today so they can enjoy this day. Let us sing together number 325. I wish we'd sing that first verse together in our seats, and then Let's take our song books and go to prayer. It's a wonderful song that includes the things we've heard this morning. Oh, to be like thee. Then when we come to the second verse, we can all go to our knees and pray this song on our knees and believe. Let's believe. Folks, let's believe.
Amen.
For an eternal answer this day.
Yes,
let's believe that God will cause the things that we have heard become living in our lives, and that God will be able to bring us all into the place that He wants us to be in. So let's sing this song, 325. About one aspect or another of what we have heard about, you just do that. Perhaps the Lord will bring us into times of quiet, waiting upon the Lord. That's good. We need those too. But if the Lord lays on your heart and you feel to pray out, that's good for us to lay hold together. And as you pray, please lift up your voice. It's a little difficult if you pray into the seat of your chair, and sometimes we've had two people praying at the same time and you don't know exactly which one to say amen to. So if you're going to pray, lift up your head and pray unto the Lord so we can all join in with you and believe God for the victory. Let's go to prayer now. Sing the second verse.
Oh,
Father, we're so thankful that we heard this message this morning. And Jesus, you can see deep into our hearts. And you know what's lurking in our hearts, Lord, better than we ourselves. And oh, Jesus, we pray that you will help us to come down this morning. And oh, Jesus, we pray that you will show us and reveal to us those things that you want us to get rid of in our own hearts, Lord. Not in our brothers or sisters, but, oh, Jesus, in our own hearts. Let them clean and white and cleanse them with thy blood, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will come forth and that you will come and show us the things that displease you. And then, oh, Jesus, give us obedient hearts that, oh, Lord, we'll do those things that are right in thy sight. First of all, that we might obey thy commands and that we might be the people that you want us to be in our homes, in our relationships with others, Lord. And, oh, Jesus, with everyone, Lord, that, oh, Jesus, our hearts will be right in thy sight. Amen. And that, oh, Jesus, we'll do those things that are pleasing to you in every phase of our living, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you know all about us, and we want to please you, not people, but, oh, Jesus, that we'll be right in your sight. We pray that you'll come. And, oh, Jesus, straighten out all those crooked places, Lord, that you see, Lord, that are in our heart. And make us all together lovely in thy sight. That, oh, Jesus, will please you. And that you'll have our whole heart, our whole love, Lord, our whole attention. And that, oh, Jesus, when you even whisper in our ear, that we'll be thy obedient servants. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Amen.